Resources for Living by Lynn Unger, Minister for Lifespan Learning, Church of the Larger Fellowship. My friend Thomas Anastasi, now retired from the ministry, had a simple solution to the ongoing ministerial problem of what to put in the newsletter about upcoming sermons. Declaring what it is that you're going to say in 6 weeks or so before you say it is always a tricky proposition. But Thomas had the answer, albeit one he had never tried. The solution, he said, is easy. Every newsletter cover would read something like this. Sunday, March 7th, we will be talking about the truth. Sunday, March 14th, the truth will be told. Sunday, March 21st, the truth, yours, mine, and ours. And so on. The point, he said, is that the business of church is telling the truth. That's what we do at church, and so long as you know that, then the particular focus or area in which you plan to tell the truth is not terribly important. I have to say that I'm inclined to agree with him. In a world where, as often as not, lying, deliberately or unconsciously, is the assumed behavior, the fact that a group of people are trying to tell the truth is so remarkable that everything else pales by comparison. We live in a wash of lies, some of them so pervasive that we cease to think about them beyond acquiring a layer of cynicism in all that we do. We assume that political leaders, no matter what the country, lie as a matter of course. And the only time we assume that something the American president talks about is true is if he declares it to be fake news. When I watch television, I assume that all the commercials are based on lies, if only the implicit underlying lie that happiness can and should be purchased. I assume that the news which reaches me is edited for the comfort of media and politicians, and whatever comes to me through social media is frequently a complete fabrication. And this web of lies doesn't even touch all the white lies